So let's take a look at what's happening with regards to education. This is, of course, this is a tax bill, and it impacts our education. And I want to share some information with you courtesy of Chronicles of Higher Education, where they report that a lot in higher education, a lot of people in higher education hate the GOP tax proposals. They report that the Republican-backed tax overhaul is headed for the final vote. It got there. By the way, it did pass. It is that the House of Representatives has done their second vote, and it's a done deal. They're very happy. President Trump now gets to say he had this major achievement for the year done. I just wish it had been something that would benefit all of America. Anyway, even without some of the controversial measures, the overall package is still expected to have a significant effect on higher education budgets. As I share this with you, I'm going to let you know some of the things that the Republicans had worked very, very hard to put into play when it comes to higher education and people being able to get higher education. The impact that it will have on colleges and universities all across the country. And this is something that they knowingly put together because it's something that they wanted. This is the type of impact they wanted to have on Americans all across the country. The bill has provisions that could curtail state appropriations and college fundraising. State appropriations for higher education. The bill has provisions that could curtail state appropriations for education, higher education, and could curtail college fundraising. Cutting the number of people who would itemize their charitable contributions. And as you know, a lot of people will not give charitably if they cannot deduct for it. And as a result, many critics fear that these changes in the ability to itemize charitable contributions would act as disincentives for donations to colleges. In addition, laws in many states require their tax rates to change with federal rates, and that's a pattern that could lead to steep state budget shortfalls as tax revenues decline. And many of you may recall, I've been saying to you off and on for several years now, that our taxes are our revenues. The taxes serve as income, literally. And that's how governments, including state governments, local governments, have money to spend, including on such important matters as education. The taxes go down, revenues go down, income goes down. Because it's all the same. You reduce your income, you have much less money to spend, including on education. And don't think for a minute that we won't have our leaders, our political leaders, our legislators, deciding that they're going to cut funding for higher education because the budget is so tight. They've already been doing that for years. Telling us the budget is too tight. There's just not enough money. You remember how they had been saying for years, some of our politicians, we need to cut taxes, cut taxes, cut taxes, particularly the Republicans. We need to cut taxes. And they would never agree to come up with a balanced approach to managing the finances of the government, whether on the state level or the national level. Kept cutting taxes, kept cutting the income, kept cutting the income, and then cutting even to education. While saying, we got to make sure that we have a good educational system. And now it's being done on a national level. Is this less government? I know a lot of people say, we need less government. Government is in our pockets. Government makes too many decisions about how we're going to live our lives. you can best believe that the decision to make changes that are going to make it more difficult for colleges and universities to raise funds is going to impact the way people live, because a lot of people will now not be able to get the higher education because the funding that would have been provided even through scholarships, even through loans, won't be there. States helping to fund public schools, and now their funding is going to go down, so they're not going to have as much by way of income, money, to help fund the public schools all across any given state. Thomas L. Harnish, Director of State Relations and Policy Analysis at the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, told a recent gathering of state higher education lobbyists that the tax bill would leave public higher education vulnerable to deep cuts at a time when many state budgets have still not fully recovered from the Great Recession. We're still recovering, partly because the decision was made the previous eight years before Donald Trump came to office, to refuse to take the steps that could have strengthened the economy significantly, like coming up with a national railway system, taking care of our roads and bridges, which would have made transportation safer and would have put good money into pockets and bank accounts of millions of people all across the country. State still recovering, and now we're looking at, in addition, deeper cuts. Think about it. Till next time. To see you cry. Well, I know.